NFL players go through the grind of 60 minutes of football each Sunday throughout the fall. Competing at the sport's highest level against the top players in the world. A tough, physical sport which pushes players and requires being mentally and physically strong. But for all the toughness needed to compete on Sundays, all of that pales in comparison to the fight and toughness needed by these strong women. Those going through the fight of their lives and coming out on top.
I enjoy coming here and hearing the stories these women have. I've learned so much over the years about this disease and how cruel it is and what it takes to survive this disease. And just an inspiration for me to come out here and listen to these stories and just put a smile on their face.
When you look at these women, it's just like, how do they find a way? They leaned on someone, they leaned on something every day, something inspired them to be able to battle this terrible disease, and to see them standing tall today is a testament just to their will and their hard work.
This group is made up of the true fighters in life, the warriors who battled through and were able to beat breast cancer.
When you get diagnosed with cancer, you don't have an option. You know, you either fight the cancer or it gets to you. And sometimes it gets you anyway. And so it's not that we're braver or stronger. It's just that we're lucky enough to have successful treatment. But I love hearing from these guys because I grew up in Mankato where the Vikings training camp is. And so I grew up in the 70s going over to watch training camp. So the Vikings have been part of my life since I was little. And so I love hearing from them that they're inspired by me. It's great.
I guess my whole reaction to it is you got to be positive. That really helps in healing. And the support of the Cancer Society and all the wonderful research that's being done and the doctors that take care of you and the nurses that take care of you, that you feel there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I know a lot of people that don't have good attitudes about it and they do have a struggle. And so I really think life is about that too. You got a good attitude, you can do a lot of things.
The Minnesota Vikings may be looked at as idols for what they do on the field each Sunday. But they know there are others who are the true heroes in life, who have the bravery and courage to overcome life's obstacles. To show their appreciation for these strong women, a group of current and former Vikings hosted a special lunch last week. Along with the lunch, breast cancer survivors were honored at the game on Sunday on the field, and players will continue to wear pink each game throughout the month of October. It's a way to recognize and raise awareness for what these women have overcome, and the tremendous courage shown by all the survivors.
I love this event. I've been here every year since I've been a Viking, and they're definitely our heroes. Just the strength they have and the influence they have on everyone to survive something like this is amazing.
Last year was just such an awesome experience, you know, meeting so many inspiring people, hearing their stories, and kind of the journey that they went through, and kind of just being on a journey and trying to have an end goal and accomplishing something, and I really appreciate what these people do.
It means the world. I mean, we still need to raise a lot of awareness when it comes to breast cancer. About 63% of Minnesota women are getting screened for breast cancer right now, and those are women 40 and older, and that's not high enough. We need a lot more women to get screened. We need that number a lot higher. And when the Crucial Catch program gets going, I mean, there's no way we could do that kind of awareness without a partnership with the Minnesota Vikings and to get players that involved. So it's huge. If we didn't have this program, we would not be reaching that many women and getting them to think about going out and getting their mammogram.
The game of football is a tough grind on each and every player. But on this day, the players were not the biggest fighters in the room. That belonged to the strong, courageous, and determined women who fought through life's biggest battle and were able to come out victorious.